Ja, ohne Schufa, da verschiebt sich Steuerbrot oder Namaste, Saras, Vasudeva, Gauravani, Pachani, Nivishesha, Shunyava, Vipas, Chakta, Deshitani. So you're going to translate? What did I say?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, we follow English.
Okay. Yourself also okay?
Hey, everybody must be.
Okay. All right. One. Well, you can come a little closer. So one local gentleman came here this afternoon. He's a lecturer at the local College of Education, Mr. Raju. He's also active in RSS, Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangha. He left this magazine of the RSS here. I was just saying that that probably shouldn't be left out in case people mistake us as being the same as RSS. Now, we're not wholly against the RSS, but at the same time, we want to point out that the aim of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is the need of the jiva to serve Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, this teaching and practicing of what is called Shuddha Bhakti, or pure devotional service, is being carried on, obviously, within this material world. And within this material world means that there are various material considerations. We are preaching Krishna consciousness in the year 2007 at the present time, within this earth planet, all over the world, with its various concerns. Within India, there are various concerns of Hindus, of which many are addressed by the RSS. The RSS represents what is considered a right-wing response to the concerns of Hindus, particularly in India. And there are many concerns, no doubt, just like conversion concerns and the various issues with which Hindus are expected to be concerned about, such as cow slaughter and the teaching of history, the teaching of history is always, in the modern context, is always distorted for various political ends. So, well, there's various facts that are suppressed in the schools in India, just like the slaughter and the of Hindus and the atrocities during the Muslim times, which was quite a strong factor. I mean, literally thousands and thousands of Hindus were killed, and they used to, in one place they had a ritual of bathing the Shiva lingams daily. The Muslims used to do with the blood of Brahmins. That was a daily, the Muslims took over the worship, you could say, but in a horrible way. So these kind of things are going on. So the RSS has various concerns, which many of them are parallel to those of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Yes.
Because we are teaching, or we wish to teach, Shastra. When we're talking about Shuddha Bhakti and the need of the jiva, this is delineated in the Shastra. And we wish to present the Shastra as it is. And historically there have been enemies of Vedic culture, persons who have taken that position. Certain Muslim rulers have taken that position. And the history is, as it's presently taught in India, appears to be distorted toward the needs or the perceived needs of a pseudo-secular society. So, culturally, the Hindu religion, which is very difficult to define, or what we call the Hindu religion, and the teachings or the concerns of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, many of the points, they are similar or the same. Just a few days ago, we met with the Shankaracharya of Puri, who is a prominent figure in the Hindu world. Now, philosophically, in terms of understanding of Shastra, we are pretty much completely opposed to everything that Adi Shankaracharya taught. And after Adi Shankaracharya, there have been so many different interpretations of what he taught. Well, actually, I say we're opposed philosophically, but Srila Prabhupada, he pointed out that up to the point of liberation, the impersonalists and the devotees, they had the same teaching. They accept, at least many of them accept, Bhagavad Gita. Definitely they accept the Upanishads. They accept Shastra Yonit Vat, that this Vedanta Sutra, everything is to be understood from Shastra. So that the need of the jiva is to become liberated from material bondage, we agree. The nature of that liberation, the difference in that understanding is so different that the Vaishnavas and the Mayavadis have been philosophically completely opposed for centuries. And in the language of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mayavadi Krishna Aparadhi. Mayavadis are offenders to Krishna. But then on the other hand, culturally, it's more or less the same culture. Both Mayavadis, by Mayavadis it's the more common term. Mayavadi is a term used in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The more common term, extant in India and throughout the world, is Advaitavadi. So, culturally, we both respect Shastra, and we want to see that cows are not killed. Actually, no living being should be killed unnecessarily, not for eating. The animals, birds, chickens, they should also not be killed, but especially cows should not be killed. So, and the culture of respect to elders, the maintaining the temples and the traditions. So we agree on all these things. And RSS wants to uphold us, I suppose. They don't talk much about this, but they want to uphold all those things. And we do too. But our outlook is concentrated on the spiritual. And even though we're not against... That's nice. They're chanting because they're going past here, presumably, is it?
They have chanted on the road.
Is it? People will do.
Some people are used night when they go there.
They chant out loudly because they're afraid of ghosts or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it? Possibly. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told like that. This man's chanting on the road, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur told his childhood he was afraid of ghosts. But then one watchman at his father's estate, who used to be a dacoit, but then he became reformed, and then he was a watchman. He said, if you chant the name of Ram, then no ghosts can harm you. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his childhood, he believed that. That was his first contact with chanting the holy names of the Lord. So, that Brajahari Prabhu also told, he had to go through school in his childhood, through the forest and tigers. Just in Bhubaneswar, we were just seeing one apartment, and the owner of the apartment, he said, previously, 20 years ago, there were, or 40 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yes, no. He said 2 years ago.
No, I don't think so. 20 years ago, wasn't it? Yeah. Whatever. He said there are elephants used to roam in this area. Now it's all concrete jungle.
Full of apartments.
So, yeah, he said he used to go through the jungle and they were afraid of wild animals, and he used to chant Ram, Ram, Ram all the way. His mother told him, if you chant the name of Ram, then there's no fear. So, like that, they have a political approach, and our approach is fully spiritual. What is the need of the jiva? That ultimately, even if we follow Hindu culture, this is a point that Bhaktivinoda Thakur made again, where he made this, that we should, all these traditions, of these things are good, varnashram, we should follow all those things. But ultimately, without Krishna consciousness, it's all useless. So I was making this point to this Mr. Raju RSS man. We were talking about conversion of Hindus to Christians. I was saying, well, why won't they convert? Because as Hindus, they're eating meat, and as Christians, they get more money, they can eat more meat. So, if there's not any... The principles of religion, people don't understand, and therefore, they convert from being a materialistic Hindu to being a materialistic Christian. Their aim is not love of God, their aim is how to get more sense gratification, and God will help them and protect them. That's their idea. So why not become a Christian? You get more money. And you get all kinds of rights, minority rights, which the majority don't have. So, right, instead of Hinduism, Christianity, we should teach the principles of religion, which are no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. What's the use of any religion if they're maintaining slaughterhouses? Everyone's eating this whole East Coast area. If you drive on the N87, you'll find this whole East Coast just full of poultry farms, everywhere. They have so little idea of what is religion that you'll find everywhere this Balaji hatcheries and Srinivas wine shop. Isn't it? There's so little idea of what is religion. So actually that Shankaracharya, he had said something very good. I asked him, of course, we should give the answer, but I was asking him that how, by bhakti to Jagannath, how the problems of the modern disturbed age can be, what's the solution? And he became quite enlivened or strong. He said strongly that is the mutts and the ashrams, they're not doing their duty of service and education. But instead, they're just interested in money and exploiting people. So if this is not rectified, then What is the use? So, I mean, this is a big topic. RSS, they lionize Vivekananda, but although pretending to, apparently he stood for what people would call Hindu tradition, but actually, while he was verbally promoting it, he was at the same time undercutting its roots. For instance, by saying things like, it is better to play football than read Bhagavad Gita. So what's the use of being a Hindu if you don't study your own Shastra? And maybe it's better to be a Christian, because if they're a Hindu, they'll never read Bhagavad Gita. But if they're a Christian, they'll make them read the Bible. At least there's something there. And if they're a Hindu, hardly they'll go to the temple. But if they're a Christian, then every Sunday they'll go to the church. Of course, even then it's better to be a Hindu if you're not... In Christianity, there are so many things. Once you start comparing, there's no end. But the beef eating is something very bad. But now Hindus are doing also. Once you start having slaughterhouses and meat eating, then you'll think, well, why not cows also? That's also come now. Hindus are eating beef. So, anyway, we don't. If you get into comparing this, that, the other, there's no end. But we want to promote what is the real need of the jiva to love Krishna. What are the principles of religion? No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. People should understand this. And it seems that a lot of the good name that ISKCON has is because of these principles, actually. Because we're promoting Harinam, Bhagavad Gita, and these principles. So there's a few thoughts. That, yes, we have... We sympathize with RSS in some ways. Actually, you'll find out it's interesting. Our devotees in India, I think you'll find, although we're not much concerned with the political field, but I think if we ask our devotees in India, ISKCON devotees, they'll find that they tend to sympathize with BJP and all this, because at least they're talking about upholding the Vedic culture, or whatever you want to call it. But in the Western countries, our devotees are mostly against. If they know anything at all, they're against BJP, because they read the American newspapers, which presents BJP as a bunch of fundamentalists and Hindu fanatics and all this kind of thing. So people are very much influenced by the newspaper. It seems like that. It's interesting. In the Western world, our devotees, more and more, they seem to be against Indian culture. Really?
But they have become devotees by following Indian culture. It's all very
culture. It's at the present time in the Western world, they've become very much... They're trying to practice Krishna consciousness and be full-on Westerners also. In many ways. Vegetarians, and that's, you know, vegetarians, and they chant Hare Krishna. And that's about it. Anyway, there's a lot more I could say about this, but I won't speak more now, because Hare Krishna, I have a lot of things to do myself, and reading and writing, and so many things.